Dr. Fake, the full clip. You got to hear this. Her question: if you're fully vaccinated, why do you have to stay home? Listen to what Dr. Fauci says. This guy is insane. I mean, really, is totally insane.
How should vaccinated and boosted people behave? Can they go into a restaurant, eat safely indoors right now?
You know, when you're having such a, I call it a tsunami of infections, Dana, we are seeing people who are vaccinated and boosted who are getting breakthrough infections. So when you're in a situation where you have so many infections going out, the thing that you want to say is that if you want to do things like that, better do them in a setting where you know the people around you are vaccinated and boosted. And that's the reason why I've been saying, when asked about the holiday season, the safest thing to do is to be in a home setting, friends, relatives who you know are vaccinated and boosted. If you want to go the extra step of safety, then get a quick antigen test, which will give you an extra degree of safety. What you want to avoid are places where you have 20, 30, 40, 50 people, many of whom you have no idea of whether or not they're vaccinated or boosted. That's more risky than in the home setting.
That sounds like a yes.
So the authoritarians know they've taken over the planet through fraud. They know they're imploding the currencies. And they know if we get together, we're going to overthrow them. So they're just saying getting together causes death, and then the police come and attack you if you get together. And then meanwhile, statistically, it's the places where they're extremely injected and locked down where they have the highest levels of disease and death that are now taking place. See how that works? See how they figured all that out? They've done a great job of it, haven't they? But notice, oh, you're not safe when you took all the shots, even boosted, because the other people didn't take it. Oh, I get it. Letting you know that it didn't work. But blame those that didn't take the shot for the fact you're sick. And that's how they set up this whole plan to roll this out. It's how I told you 23 months ago now, in February of year before last, that this was coming. And I told you, it's not 15 days to flatten the curve. It's going to be years and years and years until they announce it's permanent. Hence the statement that I coined, the worst part of the first 15 days. The worst part of 15 days to flatten the curve is the first 2 years. And somebody else said it, nobody knows who. But it's absolutely true. That what do the vaxxed and unvaxxed have in common? They're both never fully vaxxed. Video, Fauci decries that vaccinated and booster Americans should not leave home. Oh, and I remember talking to NYPD cops, their listeners. They said, well, this guy's a Democrat, Eric Adams, but he claims he'll end the lockdowns, the mandates. Oh, sorry. New York City Mayor Eric Adams will keep de Blasio's private sector vaccine mandate. Plans potential expansions. Yeah. The big guys want control. Showed you this video earlier. Video, Dutch police sick attack dogs on anti-lockdown protesters. How dare you go outside? You're not essential. You got to go bankrupt and let us control you. Wow. Infection experts. We will never see the end of the coronavirus. Told you 2 years ago they'd announced that in year three. They're already doing it. Elites exploit COVID-19 to erase free speech. AOC seen partying maskless at Miami drag bar amid controversy. Oh, but it's a drag bar, so it's okay. She breaks her own rules. Because the rules aren't for her. The rules are for you. Denmark, 90% of Omicron infections found in fully vaccinated or boosted individuals. The same numbers from around the world. England imposes new COVID measures on school children. They'll be required to test negative for COVID before the new term begins as UK government seeks to limit the spread. Oh, but it doesn't matter that they count the common cold or having it in the last year as COVID. Oh, and I've got that clip for you next segment. Technocrats go on censorship rampage in desperate attempt to prevent total narrative collapse. That was the Sunday Night Live show headline, but I wanted to read that because it's so incredibly dead on what Harrison Smith had to say last night in the 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday show. Here's a whole nother report. It was up Saturday on Infowars.com. We checked the websites. We looked at the federal government. It's true. They're counting a 20-plus-year-old cold mutation as COVID-19 and telling those people to stay locked down or be intubated. Here's a clip of that. The full video is on Infowars.com.
So my brother's been sick for a few days, and the place he works makes him go get a COVID test. Hey, fine, great. He calls me and says, hey, I tested positive for COVID. They're sending me home for about 5 to 7 days. I'm like, okay, are you all right? He goes, yeah. He goes, they actually told me that it's a real mild case of COVID. I'm like, that's weird. So you have Omicron. He goes, no, they said it wasn't Omicron. I'm like, did they give you anything to keep? He goes, yeah. I said, send it to me. I want to see what this is. This is what he sent me. So you look at everything that's not detected, and you see the one thing that is detected, coronavirus 229E. Now, I didn't know what that was, so I looked it up. Coronavirus 229E is the cold. My brother got sent home from work because he has a cold. Now, if you extrapolate this out across the country and all the positive COVID tests that are coming back, are they counting the cold as COVID positives? If they are, it explains a lot. It explains why cases are jumping everywhere. But also, what's really behind them wanting to count the cold as a COVID positive test? There's something kind of crazy going on to me. I'm not the exact epitome of conspiracy theorist, but this one smells a little bit, right? Anyway, that's all I got. Talk to y'all later. Bye.
Yes, they're counting any coronavirus as the virus. Yes, they're counting all colds as it. That's how they're like, oh, you don't get sick from it, but you all got it, so we got to shut your company down. It's to collapse civilization. And the big banks have unlimited money to prop up their companies that don't go bankrupt, and then they take over. Then they dictate the terms of your surrender through the social credit score. It's not coming. It's here. And it's a total nightmare. We've got to get the general public organized and fight it. And we got to realize the average Republican leader knows this, but is too cowardly to cover it. That's why we're in so much trouble. Our problem isn't the Democrats. Our problem is the so-called conservative opposition.
It was von Bismarck, the unifier of the German Republic, that first said, politics is war by another means. He also said, war is politics by another means. They're interchangeable. We are in a war. There is a global corporate takeover, the Great Reset, happening worldwide. And Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the UN admit this is their takeover. They brag that they had this Davos school for 40 years that trained almost every one of these so-called leaders from Canada to New Zealand, from the UK to Germany, under Klaus Schwab and Henry Kissinger's control. And now they're launching their world government to collapse society to then carry out State Department Memorandum 200 for forced depopulation. And that's why InfoWars is under such incredible attack, because we actually identify who the globalists are and go after them. Donald Trump knows who they are. Senator Rand Paul knows who they are. Senator Josh Hawley knows who they are. Ted Cruz knows who they are. But they won't dare go after them because they know when you do that, the system destroys you. Well, you know what? I stepped up to the plate. And you stepped to the plate supporting InfoWars over the years. So we're here fighting and identifying them to make it safe for other men to finally take action and save our republic and save our world. At the same time, it's beyond critical to remember that without your financial support, InfoWars will be shut down. That's why I offer you a 360 win, where you keep us on air and you get great products at the same time. The only way you fail is not taking action. They have been sold out for